Garrison Hardy with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, June 9th, 2023. First, a word from our sponsor, Olive Tree Biblical Software. Discover why more than a million people use the free Olive Tree Bible app as their go-to for reading, studying, and listening to God's Word. Download one of the many free Bibles and start taking notes, highlighting verses, and bookmarking your favorite passages. Read at your own pace or choose from a large selection of reading plans, including the Bible Reading Challenge. When you are ready to go deeper into your studies, Olive Tree is right there with a large selection of study Bibles, commentaries, and other helpful study resources available for purchase. An extensive bookstore allows you to build your digital library one book at a time. There's also Olive Tree Sync technology, which lets you pick up where you left off on your tablet, PC, or phone and get right to studying another supported device. And now here's the best part. You can start with Olive Tree Essentials Bundle for free. Visit www.olivetree.com/FLF and download it today. That's www.olivetree.com/FLF. Now, we start today's news with world news. China to place secret base in Cuba to spy on U.S. Doesn't sound very secret to me. China reportedly reached an agreement with Cuba to allow them to create an electronic eavesdropping facility on Caribbean Island, which is located about 100 miles south of Florida, as tensions between Beijing and Washington have been rising dramatically over the past several months. The Cuba facility would allow the Chinese intelligence officials to monitor U.S. ship traffic and go to listen to electronic communications throughout the southeastern United States, according to U.S. officials with knowledge of highly classified intelligence. And the Wall Street Journal reported this on Thursday. China reached an agreement in principle to pay several billion dollars to the impoverished Marxist-Leninist nation of Cuba, officials familiar with the matter also stated. The Biden administration is especially concerned about the report due to Cuba's close proximity to the United States and the fact that the eavesdropping facility could try to listen to communications from the many military bases in the southeast United States. Intelligence indicates that the base would allow China to monitor communications ranging from satellite transmissions to emails or phone calls. This brings to mind the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis when the Soviet Union attempted to extend its influence in the Western Hemisphere, as the journal points out. The U.S. and Soviet Union came to the brink of nuclear war after the Soviets deployed nuclear-capable missiles to Cuba, prompting a U.S. Navy quarantine of the island. This new report comes after China sent a spy balloon across the continental United States in February, reportedly to gather intelligence from several sensitive military sites. More U.S. states are banning or considering banning foreign farmland ownership after China bought 370 acres of land in North Dakota, about 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. According to the 2021 Agricultural Department report, China owns approximately 384,000 acres of agricultural land in the U.S. Additionally, China is placing its own police officers in New York City to target Chinese dissidents, according to the U.S. Justice Department. And elsewhere, Canadian wildfire pours smoke into U.S. Heavy haze creates Martian-like scents in New York City. Canadian wildfires are continuing to pour smoke along the east coast of the United States, including the New York City area, which Wednesday afternoon appeared red like it was on the planet Mars. Canadian officials have reached out to other countries to help fight the more than 400 fires across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials also said it is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever after being sparked on drier-than-usual ground and accelerating quickly. In Quebec, more than 100 fires were burning uncontrollably Tuesday. One of the biggest concerns of the fires is the air quality. New York City is experiencing its worst air quality in recorded history, per Fox Weather's analysis of EPA historical data affecting millions of people. New York City officials like Mayor Eric Adams and health and emergency management officials warned residents to remain indoors as much as possible and limit their time outside. If residents must go outside, officials suggested masking up. The governor also posted an update from the New York Department of Environmental Conservation and issued another air quality health advisory tomorrow for all of New York. Because of the smoke, the Federal Aviation Administration grounded all planes at New York City's LaGuardia Airport on Wednesday. Delays are also expected at other area airports. Many officials turned to Twitter regarding the fires. Mayor of Ottawa, Mark Sutcliffe, said he was very concerned about the conditions and sympathetic to those who have reduced lung capacity and asthma and might be having difficulty today. Ottawa Public Health advised citizens to keep an eye on their health symptoms as the air quality health index continues to degrade. If you experience symptoms such as tightness in your chest, wheezing, or shortness of breath, seek medical attention, the agency said. It's up in Canada, and we now turn our attention to Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh undercover investigation catches trans healthcare providers rubber stamping sex change surgeries. Some of the nation's greatest transgender healthcare providers are rubber stamping approvals for life-altering sex change procedures, even falsely representing health diagnoses of patients so insurance companies will cover the medical expenses. This according to Daily Wire host Matt Walsh. In an undercover investigation, Walsh and his team discovered how easy it is to get approved for a sex change surgery when one of the show's producers got a thumbs up for an orchiectomy, a procedure to remove the testicles. After just a 22-minute virtual appointment with Plume, the largest transgender healthcare provider in the U.S., Walsh's producer Greg Ree got scheduled for a video call with Plume after providing a fake name on the intake form. Ree made it clear he had not been experiencing gender dysphoria for 6 months or more. He mispronounced the name of the surgery he wanted, and he said he didn't know what effect the surgery would have on him. Yet Plume's nurse practitioner told Ree she wanted to write the most solid letter possible to justify surgery, Walsh explained. 3 days later, Plume sent a letter to Ree, who said his name was Chelsea Bousset, saying Ree was experiencing significant ongoing gender dysphoria, despite Bousset stating unequivocally that this was not the case and recommending Chelsea for testicle removal. Walsh said that in a text message to Ree, Plume explained that the letters of recommendation are sent using a template based on standards provided by the Radical World Professional Association for Transgender Health, also known as WPATH. Plume sells letters of recommendation for $150 to those seeking transgender surgeries. Now, I'm about to play a brief audio clip for you guys. Greg also tells Plume's nurse practitioner that his father has been prescribing him hormones for years. The nurse doesn't question this in any way. Instead, she says that arrangement is perfect.
And your dad is the one that's doing the hormone replacement therapy for you?
Yeah, so he's actually a doctor, and he knows a lot of doctors who do it, who prescribe it.
Perfect. And is your dad providing a letter for you as well?
No, that's part of why I'm
conflict.
Yeah, I think there's a conflict there, and that's also part of the reasons why he involves other doctors with me as well. Is he just thinks it's better to have an independent person do it. He could have done it. He told me he could have done it, but I said, yeah, it's better not to do that.
Folks, another popular transgender telehealth service also approves patients for sex change procedures even if they are not diagnosed with gender dysphoria, according to Walsh. Folks, which provides letters of authorizing surgeries for a nominal fee, goes on to admit that it's quite possible patients will receive a letter indicating a gender dysphoria diagnosis even though they really do not have dysphoria, Walsh noted. We reached out to folks about this. A staff member confirmed that the diagnosis of gender dysphoria with the word diagnosis in scare quotes is a requirement for insurance purposes, even if it doesn't apply. Ari Groner, a licensed clinical social worker who educates doctors on trans healthcare, openly admitted in video that those seeking transgender surgeries can easily get letters of recommendation.
We sort of will go again into understanding that I'm not going to be a gatekeeper. I'm not going to be a person that's going to stop them from accessing care. I'm not there to determine if they're trans enough. I'm going to write them this letter.
Groner also tells her audience to treat the letters as a persuasive essay and to greenlight even suicidal patients.
Any psych history that might be helpful to sort of showing the necessity. So if, let's say, a client has a psych history that includes like suicidal ideation or a suicide attempt, and you can connect it to the gender dysphoria, that actually can be sort of a positive, persuasive essay piece. And I'll talk about that in a little bit, because you can kind of show what this is so necessary, right? This is how this is impacting this person's life, and this is why this procedure is necessary and needed. I have found that when I frame it in a, you know, we're going to kind of use this as a persuasive essay, and we're going to really, you know, kind of stick it to them, there's a little bit more fun with it in the way we even use language. So I found that to kind of be helpful with clients.
Walsh and his team dug deeper into how Plume and Folks have expanded across the U.S., with Plume reaching up people in 41 states and Folks present in 47 states. The answer is that there's big money behind this, Walsh said. Plume and Folks raised more than $45 million last year. Kraft Ventures just led Plume's $14 million fundraising round. Is Kraft general partner David Sachs aware this is going on? End quote. With Plume and Folks operating in most of the U.S., the Daily Wire host asked if medical insurance companies were aware that the transgender medical providers were sending letters of recommendation based on obviously false information. Walsh concluded this thread by arguing that the investigation revealed yet another dark secret in the corrupt and fraudulent transgender medical industry. Moving on, the White House may have a backup plan if SCOTUS strikes down student loan giveaways. The Biden administration is quietly preparing for the possibility that the Supreme Court will strike down its controversial student loan forgiveness plan later in June, according to a Wall Street Journal report. The White House's public position is that it expects the court to uphold the debt cancellation package, but several administration officials have conveyed private doubts about its prospects of survival upon review, according to the report. Behind the scenes, administration officials are exploring various legal and communication strategies to pursue in the event that the Supreme Court eventually overturns the signature Biden policy, according to the report. As you might recall, the federal student debt cancellation plan allows for millions of individual borrowers to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt as currently constructed. The court's majority signaled its critical attitude of the sweeping policy action in oral arguments in February 2020. According to that same report, observers anticipate that the Supreme Court will issue a ruling on the debt cancellation plan later in June 2023. Biden administration officials privately have discussed more precisely targeted policy alternatives to the plan, according to the report. However, it is unlikely the president and his staff will be keen to engage in another similar protracted legal battle should the administration opt to try a different legal approach to widespread student debt cancellation, according to the report. These preparations come on the heels of the bipartisan debt ceiling negotiations, a condition of which included the resumption of student loan payments by August 29th this year. After that date, the administration is planning to establish a three-month grace period for borrowers who miss payments so that they will not be considered delinquent to the detriment of their personal credit, according to the WSJ report. Administration officials have informed companies that process the affected loan payments of the plan for the grace period, but have not yet received other guidelines from the Department of Education, which were supposed to have been delivered in April, according to the WSJ report. The DOE is considering options to work around a prospective Supreme Court slapdown, seeking to expand targeted debt cancellation already available to disabled borrowers and public servants, according to that report. Additionally, the White House is making plans to highlight its proposed alterations to income-based payment options, which the administration is to finalize by year's end. And before we go today, it's time for my favorite topic, sports. DeMar Hamlin practices with Bills for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is on the field and practicing with his teammates for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest during a Monday Night Football game less than 6 months ago against the Bengals. Practice was not without difficulty for Hamlin, however. At one point, he was slow getting up after a play and had to be evaluated by team trainers who seemed to focus on his right arm and shoulder. Hamlin's presence is not a complete surprise as he was cleared to resume football activities in April, though his participation in a helmet may have come as a bit of surprise to his head coach, Sean McDermott. Before practice on Tuesday, McDermott said that the team was going to continue to take it one day at a time and just support DeMar in every way possible. He further said that Hamlin wasn't practicing but is in the building working. Well, as seen in the video, he did much more than stay in the building. Hamlin was cleared to return by multiple specialists in and out of the NFL. Hamlin is entering his third season with Buffalo, and we, of course, wish him the best this coming year. And that's going to do it for this Cross Politic Daily News Brief. If you like the show, go ahead and hit that share button for me down below. If you want to sign up for a pub membership, a magazine subscription, or tickets to the ARC Encounter, head on over to FightLandFeast.com. And as always, if you want to send me a news story, you want to ask about our conference, or if you want to become a corporate partner of Cross Politic, email me at Garrison@FightLandFeast.com. Cross Politic News, I'm Garrison Hardy. Have a great rest of your day, and Lord bless.